The Environmental Protection Agency hopes states like Indiana will use new greenhouse gas inventory tools to reduce their emissions. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports most of Indiana's emissions come from coal and steel plants.
More than half of Indiana's greenhouse gas emissions in 2020 came from power plants. Duke Energy's Gibson coal plant emitted the most, more than 11 million metric tons. That's equal to the carbon dioxide emissions of about 2.4 million cars in 1 year. A quarter of Indiana's emissions came from steel plants, with U.S. Steel's Gary Works plant and both Cleveland Cliffs locations topping the list. Emissions from power plants in Indiana have gone down 42% since 2011, likely due to coal plant closures. Another 7 coal plants in Indiana are expected to retire by 2028, but Gibson won't fully be retired until 2035, which will likely make it the largest coal plant still operating in the state by that time. Indiana's carbon sinks, like trees, have gone down about 36% since 2011. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.